Sizofunda Roma 12, verse 1 no verse 2 kuphela nje. Ukuhamba okungcwele. Ngekho nincenga bazalwane ngobele kukaNkulunkulu, ubaninikele imizimba yenu ibe ngumnikelo ophilileyo, ongcwele othande kaNkulunkulu, kube ngukukhonza kwenu kokuqonda. Ningalingisi lelizwe, kodwa niguqule isimo ngokwenziwa ibe ntsha ingqondo yenu, ukuze nibe nokuhlolisisa okuyintando kaNkulunkulu okuhle nokuthandekayo nokupheleleyo. Lapha abantu abakholwayo fanele kube abantu abahamba ekukhanyeni. Labantu abakholwayo bayazi ukuthi uJesu Kristu sabasindisa, banqoba. Ingakho manje sekufanele babe ngcwele, babe abantu imizimba yabo ihlanziwe indodana kaNkulunkulu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi umuntu kube anikele impilo yakhe yonke kuye, kube yimpilo ethandekayo engcwele, kube yimpilo ehlanzekile, kube yinhliziyo evumayo. Ukuhamba okungcwele kuyamenza umuntu ukuthi azi ukuthi ngingumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Umntwana kaNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi akufanele nakancane bekhona isikhathi lapho elahleka khona noma eduka khona. Ngoba ukukhonza kwakhe uyazi ukuthi ukhonza uJesu Kristu. Uma sibheka lapha emhlabeni, silapha ezweni, ziningi izinto ezenzekalayo ezilahla ingqondo yabanye abantu. Abanye uthola ukuthi abahlolisisi ukuthi bayenza yini intando kaNkulunkulu, bayakwenza yini okuhle, bayathandeka yini uNkulunkulu, bayakwenza yini okupheleleyo kwempilo yabo phakathi kwabo noNkulunkulu. Kuba uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi umuntu acabange bese impilo yakhe yonke ibonakale ithande kaNkulunkulu. Abangcwele bakhe bayazigcina nomubi akabathindi. Abangcwele bakhe bayazi ukuthi basinqoba isono nsuku zonke. Ngoba kusho ukuthi uma uhambe emngcweleni kuphela ngesikhathi into eyinikela khona. Cha, nsuku zonke ufanele ulwe nesono, usinqobe isono. Umphilele uJesu Kristu ubonakale ungcwele, ubonakale ukhonza uNkulunkulu ngendlela ethandekayo kuye. Kanti futhi ufanele uqonde wazi ukuthi uphila lapha emhlabeni. Lezi zinto ezisizweni, lezi zinto ezingalungile, lezi zinto ezidukisa ingqondo yomuntu, uqaphele zingabusi empilweni yakho njengomntwana kaNkulunkulu. Abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bahamba ekukhanyeni. Abantwana bakaNkulunkulu iyabonakala imisinzi yabo yaNkulunkulu kubo imihle. Abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bayazi ukuthi isono singukufa. Ingakho kufanele baphilele, bamphilele uJesu Kristu empilweni yabo. Babonakale bengcwele, babonakale bethandeka, babonakale bekhonza ngeqiniso, babonakale bengangabazi. Bayahlolisisa futhi ukuthi mabelibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini lona empilweni yabo. Ubaba, umama, uyintombi, uyinsizwa, uyichegu, uyingane, ufanele uhambe emngcweleni kaNkulunkulu. Bonke abantu abahamba emngcweleni kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyathokoza ngabo. Kodwa laba bantu abahamba ebumnyameni abasoze babangcwele, kuba kukhona izinto ezithile abasikhonzile, lezi ezibenza ukuthi banganikeli impilo yabo emngcweleni kaNkulunkulu. Make sicabange ngesikhathi uJesu ekhona lapha emhlabeni. Uthi loyo ongithandayo makathwala isiphambano sakhe angilandele azidele. Ukusidela komuntu kukuba ngempela lokho okwenzayo kubonakale ukwenza ungangabazi. Ukusidela komuntu kuyilokho kuba umuntu athe lapha ezweni ingqondo yakhe kube ingqondo ebuswa umoya kaNkulunkulu. Hlolisisa okuyintando kaNkulunkulu, wenze okuhle, ukujonge. Thandeka uNkulunkulu, iba nguye umuntu ophelele ezweni lakhe. Kuba izwi likaNkulunkulu linamandla, lijula ekujuleni inhliziyo yomuntu. Amen. Baba wethu othandekayo, uma wena ufisa sihambe emngcweleni, sibe ngcwele, sisaphila silapha emhlabeni, sidinga ukufundiswa nguwe, siholwe nguwe, ngoba Nkosi yakho esenzayo thamandla uma singenawe. Siqinise usibusise ngoJesu Kristu. Amen.